From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Pakistani police say six people, including three Western aid workers, have been killed in an explosion near a girls' school in northwest Pakistan near the Afghan border. The group was traveling in an army convoy when it was hit by a roadside bomb. The BBC's Mark Dummett reports from Islamabad.
The convoy, led by a detachment of Pakistani soldiers, was hit by a powerful explosion in the Lower Deer region of northwest Pakistan. The vehicles were carrying journalists and aid workers to the opening ceremony of a new girls' school. The bomb was detonated as the vehicles drove past a different school. Some of its pupils are believed to be among the casualties. The identity of the foreigners killed when the blast hit their car is not yet known.
The BBC's Mark Dummett reporting. In Baghdad, a bomb planted on a cart pulled by a motorcycle killed at least one person today and wounded about 90 others as Shiite pilgrims make their way to the holy city of Karbala for a major religious rite. Police say the death toll could rise. On Monday, a bomb killed more than 40 in northeastern Baghdad as pilgrims set off for Karbala, southwest of the capital. NATO forces say two U.S. service members were killed in a bombing in southern Afghanistan on Tuesday. No other information was provided. There are new developments in what prosecutors say is the biggest insider trading case they've brought in years. From member station WNYC in New York, Ilya Meretz reports.
Prosecutors say former broker Zvi Goffer traded in company secrets, providing prepaid cell phones to his sources and destroying the phones later to erase evidence of his conversations. Today, Goffer and six others pleaded not guilty to securities fraud charges. All are connected with the Galleon Group, a hedge fund accused of reaping at least $50 million through illegal stock tips. Separately, prosecutors say they have obtained a guilty plea that will help them build their case. Fund manager David Slane let investigators secretly record conversations in the Galleon probe. He'll be sentenced this spring and is cooperating with prosecutors. This case relies heavily on wiretaps. Goffer's attorney said she was struggling to review more than 10,000 calls secretly recorded from her client's phone. For NPR News, I'm Ilya Meretz in New York.
The head of the National Transportation Safety Board says pilot error likely caused a Continental Connection flight to crash into a house near Buffalo, New York last year, killing all 49 people on board and a man in the house. Deborah Hirschman says the accident calls into question whether major airlines and regional carriers are held to the same standards.
In this investigation, we're finding issues that are not just about Colgan and not just about regional carriers, but are broader. They focus on issues throughout the aviation industry that we've seen in accident after accident.
Hirschman is referring to inadequate training of flight crews and procedures typical of regional carriers. This is NPR. Asian stocks jumped today after Wall Street ended Tuesday more than 100 points higher. Investors were optimistic after a major American real estate trade group reported home sales rose in December. Japan's Nikkei average added 33 points. Stocks in Hong Kong, South Korea, Shanghai, and Australia were also higher. A former member of Tony Blair's cabinet has been testifying to the independent Iraq inquiry. Claire Short opposed the war and resigned her position before the invasion. Larry Miller has more from London.
Claire Short claims she and the rest of Blair's cabinet were misled into thinking the war was legal and that Tony Blair clearly made up his mind to go into Iraq with the U.S., though he promised he would not without a second U.N. resolution.
What Blair had promised me wasn't true. He'd just conned me.
Short said Blair and his mates decided war was necessary and everything was then done on a wing and a prayer.
We were just in a bit of a lunatic asylum.
Last week, Blair testified he believed the war was legal, insisting he had not give an unqualified assurance to President Bush that Britain would fight alongside the U.S. under any circumstances. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
AIG is preparing to pay about $100 million in a new round of bonuses to employees in its financial products division. That according to a report in today's New York Times. The insurance giant agreed to cut retention bonuses by about $20 billion, but plans to go ahead with fresh bonuses. And AIG plans to pay out tens of millions of dollars more in March, mostly to former employees who did not agree to concessions in retention payments some 2 years ago. AIG's risky investments led to a $180 billion government bailout. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.